Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Samach Hey. Samach Hey, the last daf here in Perek HaGadol, the seventh Perek of Masechta Shabbos. We are a couple lines up before the Mishnah on Samach Dalet Amud Beis. So we're talking about, if you remember, all of the Malachas. The last line we had an interesting Ha'ara the Gemara had. Yesh Dvarim Krovim Urechokim, Yesh Dvarim Rechokim Ukrovim. That's a great line, right? There are some things that look very similar, but they're not. And there's some things that don't look very similar, and they are. And that's basically Gemara. Gemara talks about different ukimtas, and what looks similar might not be so similar, and what doesn't look similar is very similar. So that's almost every line that we can have. Okay, so says the Gemara, we had that issues by different malachas of separating, of psoles, and we had those by issues of binyan, So says the Gemara now, Velama, lama lo tanina hoshata imhon. Right, we're up to velama by the two dots. Why is it that hoshata, giving something over the rishus line? If I give something, remember the first mishnah in the Masechta, right? The ani gives something, puts something over, and the balabayas. So why isn't hoshata listed? Right, hotsa is listed. Hotsa is carrying from rishus aravin to rishus yachid or vice versa. But hoshata just placing, I'm on one side, and I place on the other side, hoshata, or pulling it, so why isn't that in the Mishnah? So, says the Gemara, Rabbi Simon, Rishem, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mipnei Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva v'chachamim. You know why? Because we don't want to put anything in the Mishnah that has a Machlokes about it. The Mishnah is only saying, Lukuli al Mahalachas. And if it would have said hoshata, that leaning over, so then we would have said, oh, hoshata is a problem, but what's similar to hoshata? Zrika. Hoshata is a problem, but zrika, throwing it, must not be a problem, if the Mishnah only mentions hoshata. And zrika is a machlokas. Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbana. So we don't want to give off any implicit impressions that about a machlokas case. That's why we don't say hoshata. If you say hotza, there's no diuk of zrika. There's hotza, and then hoshata and zrika are just not mentioned in the Mishnah. But that's why we don't want to say hoshata, because it would have been reflective of the machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan about zrika. We continue. Rabbi Chizka, Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, b'shem Rabbi, yeser aleihon hoshata. Right, the brisa with a brisa in the name of Rabbi that says no, add on hoshata. Hoshata is another one. V'lama lo taninta imhon. So why isn't it listed? If hoshata should be an av melacha. If hoshata is an av malacha, right, according to some shitas, it seems like there are 40 malachas, not just 39, right? So if there's lama lo taninta imhon, why isn't it listed? So the Yerushalmi here says, because it's different than the other ones. Kala malacha ba'achas v'zu b'shtayim. All other malachas, all 39, can be done by one person. Whether you could do the malacha yourself. But hoshata, mistama, you're handing it to somebody. Or you're taking it from somebody, that's shtayim. That's why it's not listed. It's not listed. Does that mean it's more inferior? Maybe not, just different. It's only listing the malachas that you could do yourself, all by yourself if you're somewhere. Or, call malachas, yeshlem toldos, vizu ein la toldos. Or, all the malachas listed have toldos to them. As we've seen many, Rav Shimon, Rav Shlakash, Rav Yochanan found 39 toldos for each of the malachas, where we had that early in the parak. But, this one has no toldos. Hoshata wouldn't have any toldos. What's the told of hotza? So the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says zrika. Zrika would have been the told of hotza. So that would have been related. Not that we would have made that diuk earlier, but that's what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky assumes. Or hotza is carry from one place to another place. You move. So zrika, throwing from one place to another place. And the item moved. That's similar. Hoshata, you didn't move and you're just stretching. So maybe that would be a different type of a'af. Good. There is a discussion of another similar idea about Ma'avir Dalet Amos Bereshus HaRabim, which is also not in the Mishnah. So the Rishonim, some Rishonim also ask, what about Ma'avir? Why isn't that? So some say that it's a Tolda, right? Some Rishonim, the Ritva and others, beginning of the later Perek. Daf Sadivav in the Bavli. So some say it's a tolda. But the Balamar and the Ran both say it's an av. It's an av, right? Maver Dalet Amos Bereshus HaRabim is an av. So why don't we say that why isn't that in the Mishnah? The answer is it is in the Mishnah. It is in the Mishnah. What do you mean it is in the Mishnah? Says the Baal Amor. I'll read it to you. The Baal Amor here on Lamed Vav Mabez Nadaf Yerif. Ela kol dalad amos b'rishus harabim gemara gemirila. Let's say that means halacha Moshe Mishinai. V'kul ukulu toldos b'rishus yachal b'rishus harabim ninu. Lefi shedalad amos shel adam b'chol makom konos lo. Dalad amos around the person is kona, even though technically kinya dalad amos is a dindur rabana, gemara b'metzia. Right? If I'm in the street and I see something on the floor, even and I have kavana to pick it up, that's already mine midra rabbanan. And if you go take it, that's stealing midra rabbanan. So what's he talking about kinyan dalad amos here? Kinyan dalad amos reflects a doraisa reality. Even though the idea of kinyan dalad amos is a din drabbanan, but the idea that dalad amos around you are, let's say, in the center of a dalad amos circle, that's a concept midaraisa. That's your reshus. That's your area. And ukirshuso damyim, it's like your reshus. Ukishemotzi, and when you go out, chutzalahen, bizoreko b'mavir, and when you go out of your dalad amos, kimotzi mirishus ayachal shizrabim damar. Wow, that's a chiddush gadol. Mavir is a form of hotzah. And when it says hotzah, you can do hotzah either over official objective borders, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa. Or if you go carry something outside of your dalad amos in Rosh Hashanah, that's another form of hotzah. Hotzah, mirishus, lirishus. Right? And that is, a different way of understanding that, is not found explicitly in the Gemara. But that's about mavir. The Gemara here asks about hoshata. Hoshata, is it a separate av or not? But that's about mavir, and maybe we'll touch on that again, when we get to a little bit later, talk about more about halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So remember this example for a few minutes from now. Okay, let us continue now. So we're up to the Mishnah. We're up to the next Mishnah. So as we've had the list of 39 malachas, so let's talk about number 39. The Gemara starts off with the last one, and then we'll talk about the earlier ones. Again, the next three prakim or so are all about hotzah. All about hotzah. So here we go. The Od Klal Acher Amru. Another klal, right? We had klal gadol, that was earlier. So now we have another klal. Kol akasher latznia, matznia kamo, anything that is kasher latznia, meaning it's something significant. It has a use for you. Kasher latznia, umatznia kamohu, and there are people in general that hold and guard and watch these things. Votzio b'shabbos, and you took that out on Shabbos, chayav alav chatos. Yechayv karmen chatos, right? That means it's a daraisa. If you did a b'shogeg, yechayv karmen chatos. If it's something significant that people carry out, but if something that most people don't really care about, most people care about it, it's small, it's nothing, whatever one might think. I don't even want to give an example. I don't know, a penny in America. I don't know, is that significant that people keep pennies? So some people do, some people don't. Some people would like see a penny on the floor. Would you write an agura on the floor? If you see an agra on the floor, would you bend down and take it and put it into your pocket? You might just leave it. But so that's questionable. But what if you have something that most people don't? Call sheino kasher latznia ve'matznian kamo v'otzio b'shabbos, and you take it out on Shabbos, eino chayv ela lamatznio. Only somebody who gives it significance, who is matznia it, right? So that is going to be chayv. But other than that, not. See the Mishnah, the Karban Eida, eino chayv ela matznia. Im na'ase chaviv la'adam echad v'hitznia. If it is beloved to a certain person, and he's matzniyah, and he takes it home, chayev al hotzah, so he's going to be chayev on its hotzah, im chazer votzio. If he's already demonstrated that he took it home. I took it home, and then I carry it out. So that shows that I think it's significant. Right? Rashi uses the lashon in the Bavli, achshevei. I'm able to give something insignificant significant status. I'm able to do that. Right, and we have that. Sometimes in halacha, there are things that go objectively. Let's say, how you act, right? Sometimes we'll say it's a shinui. Sometimes if you do it normally, butla daito it's a kol adam. Sometimes we'll say that you could give it independent significance, achshavei. And we discuss that often, where achshavei comes up. So we'll have to come back to that. But now the Gemara has three days, or maybe even four, I think. What is the Gemara excluding? When the Mishnah says something significant, if you carry out something insignificant, that's eino kasher lahatznia. If it's eino kasher lahatznia, then you're not chayef. on Shabbos. What's Eino Kasher Latznia? So I've explained it already based on the third opinion. But really, there are four opinions in the Gemara. What is being excluded? Rabbi Chuna B'Shem Rebbe Elazar, opinion number one, La'avodah Zara is Amris. It's talking about Avodah Zara. Avodah Zara is Asur, right? You have to get rid of it, right? It's an Isur Avodah Zara that, you know, it's meaningless to you, and that's what's being excluded. If somebody carries out Avodah Zara, says the Rabbi Chaim Gadievsky, Kol She'eino Kasher, could go on Avodah Zara, De Isure Hanon Inu V'Tzorach La'abdon. You have to destroy it. You have to destroy it. U'kegon Zeh Lo Chashev. It's not Chashev. It's Chashev, you have to destroy it. But it's not Chashev to you inherently, and therefore if you carry out an idol, according to this opinion, you carry out an idol on Shabbos, you're not Chayev. Because this is meaningless. This is nothing. Right? It's Avodah Zara. So you wouldn't be chayev, even though it looks physically like a large thing. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's Avodah Zara. And to a Jew, Avodah Zara is like, kind of like bitul chametz, right? Ka'afra ba'alma. And therefore, you're not going to be chayev. Number one. Reb Yochanan Amar, Lisuri Hana is Amris. Not just Avodah Zara specifically, but any Isser Hana. Any Isser Hana is meaningless to you. Like, you can't get any Hana from it. Basa b'chalav and arla. Any Isser Hana is not significant. The Karban Eide explains, but this opinion holds, Avodah Zara is different, because Avodah Zara, it says, you have to search and destroy and find it. So maybe Avodah Zara, according to the second day, would be Chayef. See, Lizir and Nais Amris, Lav Davka Akum de Me'isi V'tzorach La'abdam, Ela Filu Shari Suri Hana. Right, the first day it says no. The first day it says no. Everything, even other Yisrael right now, not just Avodah Zara. Inami ba'akum efshar dechayev. It could be that you, for the second day, this day is saying only Yisrael Hana are going to be pater, but Avodah Zara is going to be chayev. Okay, 2 days in the Karban Eida. So, second day. Number one, Avodah Zara. Number two, Yisrael Hana. Number three, Rav Chisda Amar, l'shi'urin is amris. Shi'urin. It has to do with how much quantity that you carry out. And that's what it means. Eino kasher latznia means it's so tiny, you know, so small, nobody really cares about it. And kasher latznia means an amount that the average person would be interested in. And that's what we're going to have for the next couple of prakim, the lists of different materials, shiurin wise. Says the Gemara, is tani tani chayev chatas, is tani tani kolshu. Some of the gersin are Mishnah, like we have. We have that if you carry a kasher latznia, you're chayev chatas. That's our gersa. And other have an additional chayev chatas kol shehu, a tiny amount. Tiny amount. So, depending on this machlokes will depend on a proper gersa that you have. If you have the second gersa, by the way, if you say tiny kol shehu, that you're chayev even for a tiny amount, that's against the next three prakims, mishnayos. That would be that this day it would be saying that even if you have a kol shehu, a tiny amount, less than all the minimum shiurim that are given in the coming up Mishnayos. So manda amar chayev chatas, the one who has the girsa of chayev chatas beside the Rav Chisda. That's Rav Chisda, the third opinion. Right? Rav Chisda says you have to carry out a shiur. If you don't carry out the shiur, so then you're going to be putter. So when it says chayev kash on the matzniya, it's talking about you're chayev for carrying out the shiur. Manda amar kosho, according to if you have the girsa of the Mishnah that you're chayev, if you carry out even a tiny amount, then obviously, you don't explain the Mishnah as you're only chayiv if there's a minimum amount. So Messiah, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yochanan, that would support one of the first two opinions, which does not have a requirement. It's not talking about shiur. It's not talking about, the shiur and less than the shiur. Fourth, Rabbanan de Kesari b'shem Rebbe Yossi b'Rebbe Chanina, kigon hamoch shiskina linidasa. A fourth day. A fourth day is what is eino kasher latznia? Something disgusting. Something ma'us. That is, if somebody has a pad, a moksha, his kilani dasa, that a woman has to absorb the dam of her nida, so that's something disgusting, and therefore that's what the Mishnah is excluding of eino kasher latznia. So a woman wants to take it out, to throw it into the garbage outside, so that wouldn't be an issa daraisa in this circumstance, because eino kasher lehatznia. Good. Is there a big topic, we're talking all about one day here, one of the four days is that this is excluding pachos mikashir. Pachos mikashir is not going to be chayef for hotza'a. But there is a big discussion, and we've noted this already before in this Masechta. Is there a concept of chatzi shir when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos? So our Mishnah, and according to this Deya, laid down the fact that there might not be in Isser Shabbos, specifically chatas, for pachos mikashir. But what about the general yisod, and the general chatzi shir asa ben HaTorah, Gemara Masechta's Yuma? So we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir is asa midaraisa. if I eat half a kazayis of pig, I get an issa daraisa, I'm just not going to get punished for it. Right? So chatzi shear applies in Hilchus in machalas asuros for sure. The question is, what about outside of machalas asuros? Is it only food? Is it only food? Or anything else? Why might it be only food? So the gzeras akasev, there are two sources for chatzi shear. The gzeras akasev is by food. Kol chelev. Any non-kosher fat is going to be chayev for chatzi shear. So maybe you're going to say only food. Only food, because that's what the pasuk is by. Or do you say no, it applies outside of food. And we have sources that apply. The first Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Geneva. The Rambam says if you steal a kol shehu, the Magen Mishnah says chatzi shear. Kachal shari syrups. Easy. Chatzi shear applying to Geneva. There is a discussion of chatzi shear by Bal Yerabai Yematze. If I have a half a kazayis of chametz in my house, am I going to be chayev? Machlokas. So that might be about whether it applies outside of food. That also, amazingly, might be a machlokas of maybe it only applies to food. But Bal Yerabai Yematze is connected to the Isra Achila of chametz. So maybe that's an exception to the rule. An exception to the rule. Okay. What about Hilchas Shabbos? What about Hilchas Shabbos? So that seems to be a discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi, Shabbos Ayin Dalid, Rashi says, Chatzi Shear applies to Borer. So you have it right there. Applies to a Malacha of Shabbos. Why would it or why wouldn't it? Why is Shabbos? So if you say it only applies to Yisur Achila, fine. But what if you say it applies to outside of Yisur Achila? Applies to Geneva. So would you or would you not apply it to Shabbos? So if you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, Kedarka Bakodesh, right? So he summarizes a lot of the Mefarshim. He says maybe it shouldn't apply to Shabbos, number one, because there's only Yisur Achila. Number two, maybe it's a drasha, ba'asosa, kula velo miksasa, which the Gemara uses for shnayim sha'asauhu. But maybe you could apply a similar drasha to not only two people that do it, but even if one person doesn't do the whole thing. One person does half and the other half's not done. Maybe that's also excluded. Or, as some say, Rashbam says this about Basra, Pachos B'Kashir is not Malechas Machsheves. Remember, Shabbos has a higher standard than other areas of Halacha. So it could be that another Petur, Malechas Machsheves, it has to be a thought-out, expert, artisan work, as the Pasuk says in Vayakel, that's what the Mishkan was, and that's what the Shabbos is not allowed to be. And therefore, anything that's a little bit inferior, you're not going to be Chayav on Shabbos. And therefore, Davashin Miskave, Machashin Zil Gufa, Shinui, Mekalkel, Misasek, all of those might be part of our discussion, but also maybe Chatzi Shir, that's the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that in Bo Basra Nunhei, that Chatzi Shir is Mutter Minat Torah on Shabbos because it's not Malechas Machshavos. You're carrying out this tiny little bit of Shabbos. You're being Borer this tiny little, come on, that's not professional thought out, right? You go by that, the quantity has an impact. So that could be. There are those that say the opposite. Maybe even if you want to say it doesn't apply to other non-Yisuri Achila, maybe it should apply to Shabbos. Kol Malacha, Afilu Kol Shehu. So you could go in opposite directions, right? We just had yesterday, even though 90% of applications of Malechas Machsheves means a Kula for Shabbos, once in a while, you'll get a Chumra for Shabbos. Once in a while, like yesterday's Ran. And we had the Chok Tochos, Chok Yerechos. We said, this is not going to be Ksav for Hilchas Sefer Torah, but it's going to be Ksav for Shabbos, because it's Kaim Machshavaso. So once in a while, you have a Chumra for Shabbos. You have it in Gemara Baba Kama also, and the Bavli. Okay, so that's relating a little bit related to Chatzi Shir when it comes to Shabbos. We continue now. Says the Mishnah. Hamotzi Tevin, Kemotzi, Hamotzi Tevin. So we're going to talk about when you carry something out, you go by the shear of what it's normally used for. So if you take out straw, Kamali Pipara, a cow eats straw. So how much straw is significant? The straw that you could fit in the mouth of a cow. Atza is some type of bean straw. Kamala Pigamo, the amount that you could fit in the mouth of a camel. Amir, unshredded stalks. Kimolo pitle, how much you can put in the mouth of a sheep. Asavim kimolo pigdi, grass, that's what a goat eats. So in the mouth of a goat, which is a smaller shear than, let's say, the mouth of a cow. A cow has a bigger mouth than a goat. Ali shumali betsalim, what about leaves of garlic and onion? Lachim, if they're moist. Kagrogaris, that goes by grogaris. Grogaris, that's the magical shear for food for people. So if they're moist, that's people food. Consumed, and therefore you go by grogaris. The evasion, but if they're dry, kamalo pigdi, that's animal fodder, and therefore it goes by the goat. The enem is tarfim zemzem, but they can't combine with each other. If you have a half if you have teven, half of a mouth of a cow, and you have amir, half of the mouth of the tle, that doesn't combine. You have half a shear of this and half a shear of that. They can't combine because they have different shiurim. We'll get back to that in the Gemara. But that's a shem. Hamoti ochlin kagogris. They got food, grogris. And we start from zemzeh, but all food can combine with each other. Because that could combine. They're equal. If I take out a half a grogris of an apple and half a grogris of a pear, I'm chayef. Right? Because it's all the same. All the same. Chutz, but you don't count the things that are not parts that are not edible. Mikli pean, their shell, their inedible peels or shells. Vagali dam, and their pits. Voksan, and their stems. Vesubin immersinon, their, bran that you sift out of it. Cause those things aren't edible. Abuda omer, chutz mikli fe adashim, hamisbashel ziman. The inner, layer of a shell of a lentil is edible, and therefore that's considered part of the food. Misbashlos imam. All of these, if you remember, all of these shiurin come from Har Sinai. Not the specific ones about food, but let's say grogaris. Right? General shiurin, that's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Right? The Rambam lists off all the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai's in his view. That's in Hakdamat Debir Shem Mishnayis. The Rambam says, let me tell you, because the Rambam there, if you remember, goes through the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. The first two of them seem very similar. First two of them, right? The first one is Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. The second one is Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Explanations that come all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam says, what's the difference between both of those? Both of those there's no machlokas about ever. And both of those come from Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the difference? Is there any type of remez in the pasuk that we could have figured this out if you would have given us a very long time? Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, no. You would never have figured it out. This is totally arbitrary and a din that Hashem told you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, that you could have figured out. And the two classic examples the Rambam gives is ayin tachas ayin. An eye for an eye, that means money. Not literal eye for an eye. You could have figured that out. Why? Look around the world. Most countries, most laws don't have it literally. So you could have figured out that that's what I meant. And also priyei tzedar being an esrog. Right, those two are not called Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. It's a beautiful fruit. You might have been able to figure that out. Why should any other fruit be more beautiful than the Esrog? And Hadar Bilano, you might have made the Drasha. So that is that. But those are the two categories. The Rambam says, so I got to tell you, I'm going to list off all the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai's. The problem with the list is there seems to be many that are left off the list. The Chavos Yair has a tshuva, Rav Yair Bachrach, end of the 1600s, says the Rambam left off like 20 of the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai's. So 10 of them... We explain, the Nitziv explains, that when the Gemara says, Gemara Gemirila, Rashi and Tosfos often say, Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. The Rambam might not hold that way. The Rambam might hold Gemara Gemirila means a Mesorah. It's a Mesorah that goes back. So that helps with like half of them. But then there's another half of them that, very difficult. You gotta figure out what the Rambam had. Another different Girsa in all these cases. And also, just to add, the Rambam says there's never a machlokas about Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. There seem to be a machlokos about certain halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai's, so you got to work on that. But the Rambam, here in the Hakdamah to Birsha Mishnah, lists off the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai's. There aren't a ton of them. I don't know exactly, I didn't count them up, but the Rambam has here the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai's. Chatzi lo yaya shem l'toda, revias shem l'nazir, 11 days between nida and nida. Gud love v'dofen akuma, shiurin chatzitzin mechitzin, halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. That's it, shiurin, right? All shiurin, kezayis, kebetza, kegrogoris, all of those, halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Tefillin al klav, mezuzah al duchsusta, sefer Torah al gvi, halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Shinshel, that goes through all of the, many of these are related to stam, hilchas stam. But that's the Rambam, so all of these shiurim that we have are halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. We'll see later, if we have time, we'll get back to the lumdis about two types of halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. But first we'll continue. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yossi Galila, B'shem Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanina, Chomor Mashlim L'Kal, Vein Kal Mashlim L'Chomor. A Chomor Shear, if you have something that less of it you're going to be Chaya for, that can combine to the lighter Shear. To the lighter Shear. Let's say, what's the light Shear? Tevin, straw. Straw, you got to take out a whole cow's mouth worth. So let's say I have a half a cow's mouth full of tefen, and then the other half of a cow's mouthful of asavim of grass. That's going to combine because what asavim? I have more asavim than I. Asavim is more chomor than tefen. So if it could combine with that larger shear, so the chomor could combine to the cow. But the kal can't come right to the chamer. Oh, the Gemara says it. Asavim mashlimin l'tevin, vein atevin mashlimin l'asavim. But if you have a half a goat's mouth of grass, and then I have a half goat's mouth of tevin to combine to that, that's not good enough. Because tevin is not as chashiv. You need to have more tevin in order to be chashiv. So that's what the Gemara says. So Gemara is about going to ask a kasha now based on that. Taman taninan. We're going to ask a kasha. The Mishnah says there. So you got to add in another Mishnah in order to understand this Mishnah. There is a Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim says there are different materials. And different materials are significant. If I have this amount of sack or feather or wool, this amount is significant, that amount is significant. It's different amounts of are significant. That's the Mishnah in Kalim in the 27th Perek. Mishnah, Perek of Zion, Mishnah Beis. Perek of Zion, Mishnah Beis. We list off all of the materials. Here, Habegan Metamitim, Shlosha, Shlosha, Lamedris, Hasak, Arbal, Arbal, Or, Chamisha, Chamisha, Mephis, Shisha, Shisha, all different Shiurim. So, then we have the following Mishnah, which is a Mishnah in Me'ila. Taman Taninan, Habegan Vasak, Hasak, Vahor, Haor, Vamephis, all different types of materials, Mitztarfim, Zemzeh. They all can combine. You could sew them all together and they can combine for the shiurim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mipnei Shein Rishuyin Latame Moshav. Why could they combine? Because there is one type of tumah that they all have the same shear. They all have the same. Give me a square tefach, and that is tumas medris moshav. If a zav or a zava or a yoledes, right, sit on a chair, sit on a blanket, sit on something that's normally sat on, they make a tumah medris. We discussed that, and it's an avatumah. So for that, it's all the same. All the materials are the same. So Reb Shimon says, because there's one shear, one type of tumah, that they all have the same minimum size for, that's why they're combinable. Because there's one context where they all have the same shear. So the Gemara is now going to ask, Reb Yirmiyah boy, Nicha yitztarfu l'moshav, shekein shavu l'moshav betefach. So I understand what Reb Shimon said in that Mishnah in Me'ilah, because all of them can combine, because there's one context where they're all the same. They're all the same. But, switch the next word, behotza'a minayin. What about hotza'a? What did we just say in our Gemara? Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina says, you could combine in one direction, the chamer to the kal and the kal not to the chamer. But these lechora never have the same shear for anything. So what that one's chamer and one's kal? Why should they combine? Right? We just said that according to Reb Shimon's rule, right, when things combinable, not just if it's chamer to kal, right, but they have to have the same exact shear for something. But Tevin and Esev never have the same shear for anything. So just because one is more chamur, so why should they combine? That's the last line in the Rechaim Kanievsky. Hotzah minayin, but hotzah da'amrei mitzarev v'chamur l'kal taimamai. Holo shavu shiurayu l'shum davar. Why should they be combinable if they don't share the same shear? Answers the Gemara. Amar Reb Ezra kumi Rebbe mana. Yeah, shekein shavu behesek. They do. There is a context where they share the same shear. We're going to have a Mishnah in 3 days from now. If you carry something out, straw or grass or something, in order to use as fuel to light a fire. So all of it, it's all the same. Enough wood or fuel, right, in terms of the material to cook an egg. So there is a context where it's for the same shear. So Gemara says, Amar lei anan boy hotzav, at amar hesek. Right? But that's not, what is that question? That's not a normal reason that you carry out grass. Normally, you carry out grass to give to your goat. You carry out straw to give to your cow. That's not a normal, just because, okay, there's a one very unusual context. So therefore, it's a problem. And therefore, I don't think that they should be combinable. Amar Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi, Kumi Reb Yossi, Shekein Shavu Behesek. We have the same conversation again with a different rejection. Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi said, oh, they're combinable because if you have in mind that you're going to use them for firewood. Amar Le, Nisni Behotzaz Beit Sakala. So why don't you say that? Why don't you say that, right, we switched the gears from Kos Katan to Beit Sakala, right? That is the shear of Hesek, right? So why don't you say their mitztaref, right? Behotzah is Beit Sakala. It's Stam Hotzah. Our case is Mishnah is about Stam Hotzah. So I don't think that that's what the Mishnah sounds like. It doesn't sound like it's, if you carry it out for, you know, firewood, and it's such an unusual usage. The first day is that it's such an unusual usage. That shouldn't have impact. Or here, it should say that. It should say that that's the purpose that you're carrying it out. Either way, that's a problem. Period. Amar Reb Chananya. Kufta is meat. Kufta mashlin lepista. Pista lo mashalma lekufta. Meat can be mashlim for bread. Well, if it says bread, bread is not mashlim for meat. What does that mean? So again, different pshatim. Meat is the ikker. So meat, because it's more significant food, it could be mashlim for a less significant food for the shear. And the opposite, bread, is not mashlim. Similar, asavim, mashlim l'tevin, ain't tevin, mashlim la'asavim. Asev is even better, right? A cow would eat it. And therefore, if a cow would eat it, that's why it should go. If it has the asavim, have a more chomer shear. So therefore, it can combine because it can be considered cow's food. And therefore, it's not a problem. It's combinable. Period. Tani Raboshia, hoti tevin lapara, kimelo pi para. If I carry out tevin for a para, right, based on the cow's that's that size, which is what it's supposed to be, hoti tevin legedi, kamali pi gedi, chayef. What if you carry out tevin for a gedi? That's your kavana, kamali pi gedi. Then you're going to be chayef, even though tevin usually is required for a cow. But if you have in mind to give tevin to a gedi, then that's achshavei, and you're going to be chayef for that. If you carry out, even though tevin usually is given to a cow, and therefore you need the size of a cow's mouth, but if you carry out that amount, a smaller amount, only a goat's mouth size, for a goat, you're going to be chayef, because that's achshavei. Says the Gemara. So you go by each person individually, and that's achshavei. Rabbi Ila Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Boy, me'ata hotzi ochlan l'chola, kamala pi chola yechayef. What if you're bringing food out for a chola, who can eat very little? So you're going to be chayef for that, because that's what he eats. Right? You go by the gdi, you go by the every person. Right? Less, right? That's even less than a grogerus. So says the Gemara. So the Gemara assumes that you don't go by each, according to this day of the Gemara, you don't go by each individual. There are shiurim. There are objective shiurim. Mode Rav Oshia, but Rav Oshia would be mode. Even though Rav Oshia just said that if you carry out tevin l'gdi, from all l'gdi, going to be chayiv, but mode Rav Oshia shim hotzi asavim. Switch the gersa. If you carry out grass, lepara, kimolo pigdi, shehu chayiv. If you carry out, Rav Oshia admits, that if you carry out grass, right, which usually has a more chomer shear, for a cow, kamala pigdi, right, though it's not enough food to feed your cow, you're still gonna be chayev because you carry out asev. What does the Mishnah say? Asev, kamala pigdi is chayev. I'm carrying out this asev for my cow though. Doesn't matter. Asev, kamala pigdi is chayev. That, you're not gonna get a kula out of that. The lo tizbar, don't say, kamala to islay lechum, islay lekula. Doesn't go in the opposite direction. Right? It doesn't go in the opposite direction. Period. Good. The Mishnah had said that the leaves of garlic and onions are agrogerous. Rabbi Bun Barabchia, boy, haga atzmacha. One second. These are considered spices. These types of leaves of the garlic. It's spices. The Mishnah says you have to carry it agrogerous. One second. But the amount of food that you're going to use these spices for is agrogerous. You need agrogerous of spices in order to spice agrogerous of food? You don't use so much spices. So, hagatz b'cha, she'ein b'tavshil k'grogeris. The tavshil, the food that you're spicing, is only a grogeris. Skip the next line. Mitabel, or mitabel is k'grogeris. It's a spice. Do you actually need a whole grogeris of spice to spice a grogeris of food? No answer given. Meaning, mysterious. What's the answer? Even if you carry out a little bit of spices, would that be enough? Because that's achshavei. So the Gemara does not answer this question. Period. Last line. What did the last line of the Mishnah say? That the inner layers of the lentils are considered edible, therefore they're counted in the shear. Zir bar chinina b'shem rav chinina, hadad atamar ba'adumos. Those only by the red lentils. Aval b'shchoros, but by the black lentils, parshos hen, they shed and separate before in the cooking process. You don't eat them, and therefore they wouldn't be counted in the shear. Period. Hadar lach barakol gadol. Rabosai, we continue next time with Hamotzi, Perak Hamotzi, the eighth Perak of Shabbos.